Maseches Erechin is the second to the last tractate of Gemara in Seder Kodshim, and it deals with mitzvahs found primarily at the end of Vayikra and the last two parshias, Bahar and Bukhosai, dealing with mitzvahs at the end of Bukhosai of Erechin, and in Bahar, various mitzvahs dealing with the Yovel and the redemption of houses and walled cities and fields and like, things that apply to the time when the Beis HaMikdash existed and the Yovel was practiced. The first mission in Maseches Erechin, and this we're dealing with the mitzvah now of Erechin, which the Torah at the end of Parshas Bechukosai assigns values to people based upon age and gender. There's a statue from a month to 5 years, from 5 years to 20 years, from 20 to 60 years, and above 60 years. And interestingly, usually the difference between a female and a male, a female is generally 60% of the value of the male's value, but above 60, it reaches 66%, prompting our rabbis to make the interesting statement that when a grandmother, a sabta babayis, sima babayis, when a grandmother is in the house, there's a treasure in the house. Saba babayis, sichta babayis. If there's a grandfather in the house, a grumpy old man, then there's trouble in the house. But the values are based upon simply gender and age, and not upon the actual value of the person, or to be evaluated, let's say, in terms of what he'd be worth as a worker or as a slave, whatever. So the Mishnah begins, HaKol Ma'arichim, the first Mishnah in the first Perek of Erechin, HaKol Ma'arichim, anyone, and it's going to be qualified later on, HaKol Ma'arichim, anyone can say that the value of so and so, according to the person's age and gender, as the Torah assigns, is incumbent upon me to pay to the Beis HaMikdash. And anyone is subject to being used as the object of that vow, called Nidri Hektish, that I'm going to pay the value of so-and-so, depending upon his age and gender, as the Torah defines again in Parshas Bechukosai, that anyone can be used to generate the vow which whose monies go to the Beis HaMikdash for the Berek HaBayis, for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Nodrim v'nidorim, anyone can make a neder, and any can be neder. Now, by a neder here, we're talking about a nidre hektish, again, where a person says that the value, not the erich, of the language of erichin, but the language of domim. The domim of a person is usually defined how he'd be appraised by experts if he were being sold on a slave market. What value would he have based, I guess, on size, strength, ability, craftsmanship, whatever traits he has. So anyone can make such a neder that the value, the domim, the monetary value of so-and-so is upon me, or anyone can be the object of that neder, that so-and-so's value is upon me. Now, the Rav, the Bartanura, the classical commentary in the Mishnah, makes a statement that Hakol in Mishnah to include a Ben Yud Gimel Shana of Yom Echad, to include a child who's 13 and a day. This apparently is a misprint because, as unfortunately point out, there is a concept of mufla somach l'ish. That's a concept in Nedorim and Shuas, and Erechin is a type of neder also, a type of vow, that in which a child a year prior to bar mitzvah or a year prior to bas mitzvah by a girl, if they make a vow or make an erichin or neder of this type, or a shvua, that they're tested, and if they understand what a vow means and to whom they're making this vow, then they are obligated from the Torah to pay it off. And that's called mufla somach l'ish, language of mufla is language of aflaw, person who speaks wondrously, so to speak, language of all verbal pronouncements which are binding is called haflaw. So Mufla Samach Leish, a person who is capable of understanding the concept of Haflov, of who, to whom he's making a vow and what a vow constitutes, a year before his bar mitzvah or her bas mitzvah. So again, the Mishnah begins, Akol ma'arichim v'ne'arachim, nojim v'nedorim, v'nidorim, kohanim u'levim v'yisraelim, noshim v'yavodim, tumtum v'androgynous. But however, the Mishnah now qualifies. A tumtum is a person, I'm sorry, kohanim, we understand, are priests, and the Gemara explains why we would think that priests have to be added, u'levim and yisraelim. Generally, priests are involved in setting up the valuations. So you think they're involved in valuations, they themselves shouldn't be evaluated. The Mishnah is telling us they too can be evaluated, re-evaluated. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Noshim, and Avodim. By Avodim, we're talking about Eved Kenani, who has a non-Jewish slave, who has a status in terms of mitzvahs, all mitzvahs which Noshim are involved with, Avodim Kananim are involved in also. They're pseudo-converts. Tumtum v'androgynous, nodrim v'nidorim. A tumtum is a person whose sex is not ascertained because there's some membrane over that area, and we don't know if the person is a female or a male. And androgynous is a person, they translate it in the Greek, hermaphrodite, a person who exhibits both sexual organs. So their sexuality is in question, or according to one opinion, that they're actually considered a third type of gender, not either a male or a female, because as the Mishnah will explain, that a person has to be in this parsha, they're speaking about a zorcha vada in a keva vadois, someone who is definitely a male, definitely a female. So tumtum androgynous, nodrim v'nidorim, they can say that they're giving their own domim, their own value, or the value of somebody else, umarichim, or they can say that they're giving the erich of somebody else, a bona fide male or female, avlonerochim. But you can't say about a tumtum androgynous that his erich value, the value that the Torah prescribes just in the basis of sex and age, is incumbent upon someone, upon the person who's making the vow, because it doesn't apply to a tumtum androgynous. Shinu nerach elozorcher vaday unakiva vadois. Because the only person who is given an erech is a person who is without any questions, a zochra male, or without any questions, a female. Chere shote v'katon nidorim v'ne'erochim avol no nojim v'lo ma'arichim. A cheresh. Cheresh in Mishnayos generally means a deaf mute. And for the most part, in those days, a person was born deaf and dumb. The person was not educable, didn't have this type of a means of training them. So the person was not in a capacity of understanding vows. An insane person. And insanity in Jewish law generally refers to someone who's holech yechidi belayla, someone who's dangerous to himself. He goes out alone into a dangerous neighborhood at night. He tears his clothes. He sleeps in the cemetery. He's harmful to himself. Katan and a child who is not yet muflus samach leish, nidorim, other people can use him as the object of a vow, an erochim or an erech. Avalob, since the erich again applies from 30 days to 5 years, 5 years to 20 years, and then 20 to 60 and 60 and above. So they can be used as an evaluation. Person can say, I'm vowing the value or the erich of this child, or this shot of this crazy person, or this cheresh, this deaf mute, but so the nidorim v'ne'arachim avolo nojim v'lo marichim, since they're not considered to be a full mind, they can't make vows and they can't do erichin, make erichin, which is a type of a vow. The Mishnah itself explains this because they don't have full intellectual capacity. Pochos mi ben chodesh nidar. Because as I mentioned, the Torah doesn't assign an erech in value to a child that's less than 30 days. But he has some nidar, he has some value, bezin can assess a value to him. So pochos mi ben chodesh, a child under 30 days, you can say, I'm going to give the value of this child, an eder of the value of this child, domim of this child, to the Beis HaMikdash, but he has no erech. The Torah doesn't assign an erech less than 30 days. That's the end of the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah says, Hanochri Rabbi Miromir Nerach Avlomarich. Rabbi Mir says that Hanochri does have value. He's considered in the Parsha as being in the Parsha of Erechin, but he is not capable of making the Dorim of this type, so he doesn't, he can't be Marich and say that I'm going to give the value of so and so. He can be the object of somebody else's Erech and Val. Rabbi Yehuda Omir Marich, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds he can be Marich. He can say, I'm giving so and so's Erech and value, Avul Nerach, but he himself has no Erech and value. And Zevizeh. Modim Shinodrim Venidorim. Rabbi Mir and Rabbi Yehuda do agree that both agree that a Nochri, that a non-Jew, can make a neder and Nidorim, and or that they can be they have Domim evaluation in terms of the in terms of their value that they do can be assessed if somebody says I'm giving his value to his domim to the Beis HaMikdash. In terms of shenodrim that they can give, there's a bit of a question over here about where that money would go, because there's a general from the book of Ezra, there's an interesting pasuk which is very insistent that the Beis HaMikdash and its maintenance should be the sole property or the sole responsibility of Bnei Yisroel. So this might go into different capacities, not involving the actual maintenance and functioning of the Beis HaMikdash.